Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I like the tweet that just came out from 106.7 The Fan. B-Mitch's favorite analytics guy, Neil Greenberg, joins the show next.
You're right. Only analytics guy that I like.
As a matter of fact, a direct quote, Greenberg, Beamish said, man, I like Greenberg. I wish all the other analytics guys would run into a concrete wall. How do you do, Neil? What's going on?
I'm doing great now after that. Little pick-me-up for the morning. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about it all year, but now that it's actually here, it's still pretty remarkable. Commanders are the sixth seed in the wild card. Like, just from an overall perspective of the accomplishment this season, it's fairly significant.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge step forward. What a lot of people thought to be, 2-3 year rebuild became a one off season rebuild, and a 12-win season is huge.
Yes.
If you would have told me actually that Washington would win 12 games, I would have thought they would have won the division, but Philadelphia overcame a slow start and was able to do that. But still, to be talking, meaningful second season NFL for the local team in year one is just a remarkable feat. And I think that, everybody in that organization deserves a lot of credit.
Greenberg, have any analytics been done about a team that comes out in the first year and does as great as Washington did, what happens the next year?
Yeah, I actually tweeted this. Let me find it. So since 2002, 9 teams have won 10 or more games with a rookie quarterback. The following year, 7 won 9 or more games, 4 won 10 or more again. 5 made the playoffs the following year, so 5 out of 9. 2 won the Super Bowl, 1 played in a Super Bowl. And only 1, 2013 Washington, won fewer than 8 games the following year. So I wouldn't expect a drop-off. I would expect this team to remain competitive. I mean, the front office, I believe, deserves the benefit of the doubt in terms of getting the right people in the building. And the coaching staff deserves the benefit of doubt of doing what they need to do to make those players successful. So I think that we're in the competitive window right now. I will say Washington should absolutely make the most of having a guy like Jaden Daniels on an entry-level contract, cost controlled over the next couple of years, because that really is a cheat code to win in the NFL.
You've seen a lot of football. And so the question is, when you look at them right now, do they have the right people in the right places, which I believe they do, to be successful for over the long haul?
Well, long haul is tough, but I would say over the next couple of years, I mean, they certainly could maximize the window of Jaden Daniels' contract, first contract, right? Like that, he is being paid below market value for his performance. So what that allows you to do is spend elsewhere. You don't have to spend $50 million a year on a quarterback to get the production that, he's providing you. So I think the window is open. Who knows what the roster is going to look like next year, who's going to be available, et cetera. But, yeah, I believe that this is a well-run organization, and I think the coaching staff surprised a lot of people. I think Jaden surprised a lot of people.
Hell yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Many thought he'd be good. I don't think many thought he would be this good. So we just have to see what happens. I don't think we're done talking about Washington. I think Washington and the Green Bay Packers are the two underdogs that can win their games outright this week. I think, you know, Washington, last time they played Tampa Bay, was the first game. I would toss that out completely. I think the defense is much, much better than it was in that game against Tampa Bay. Those are my two picks, I think, could underdogs in terms of the betting markets that could win outright.
Wow. All right. I like that. Let's dig in a little deeper why you think Washington can beat the Bucs. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. Greenberg does fantasy analytics, everything for the Washington Post, and has been all over Washington all year. He had him winning over 11 mm-hmm. games, won a bunch of money because of it.
Sending us lunch tomorrow?
Yeah, can't wait for that lunch. You can follow him at N Greenberg. You like Washington. It's not that big of a number. It's only 3. What makes you like them so much this week?
Well, I just think that their offense is key in football, especially in the playoffs. I think Tampa Bay is going to have trouble with Jaden Daniels. They've had some trouble with mobile quarterbacks this season. I think that it just adds another layer in terms of confusing the defense. I don't think Tampa Bay's defense is that great. I think it's a little bit better than Washington's, but I think that these are two evenly matched teams for the most part. But I do think that having Jaden Daniels is the difference. And, you know, you look around the league and you look at how, you know, these defenses are so good, and we're talking about like a second, right? Like if you can get confused the defense for 1 second, I think that the dividends from that are huge. And to look at Jaden Daniels under center and not know if he's going to pass or run, you know, where's Terry McLaurin, like who has who, how much of an open field does Jaden have? I mean, like all those things are to the benefit of Washington. And Tampa Bay is a good team, but I do think that Washington has the chance to really exploit something that makes them very difficult to deal with this year.
Jaden has shown when he sees a team a second time the way he can play against them. Do you think he has learned enough to where some of the things that Todd Bowles tried in the first game and was successful with, he'll be able to overcome that?
Yeah. I mean, that first game, that wouldn't even be on my radar in terms of, like, you know, how they played him and et cetera. I mean, that was the first game of the season with so many moving parts. And I don't even think the offense played that poorly. I think the defense was really the story there. And I think the defense is way, way improved since that first game. So I don't necessarily worry. You know, no coach has been able to really contain Jaden Daniels for the most part. He's just been an electrifying player this year. He's done everything that he's been asked to do. I just think that this is – I think people are maybe leaning on that first game too much, 37-20 loss. But, again, that's a nothing burger for me. I wouldn't even look at the tape on that. I just think that this is a game that the team is just much different. And I think they beat Tampa Bay outright.
Do you think Week 18 against Dallas is also a dismiss game? Because depending how you watch or viewed that game, they look kind of bad. And Jaden
like
didn't look great
to me.
Yeah, like, are you willing to dismiss what we saw against Dallas? I am in full agreement that whatever happened week one versus what is now week 19 is different universe, right? What about what we saw last week?
No, I think that you have to take that seriously. Look, it's the NFL. You're going to have clunkers. Like, there's very few quarterbacks, teams, et cetera, that are at the top of their game every game, week in and week out, right? And we've even seen that with, like, the Chiefs, right? Like, every team has warts. Every team has some challenges during the year. You know, I never put too much stock in one game. Like, I'm always just looking at, you know, what are the range of outcomes for Jaden Daniels? And, you know, that game against Dallas is more of an outlier than the games against, like, you know, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Carolina, Arizona. Like, you know, though, even Cincinnati. Like, those are the, you know, being able to put up 30-plus points, to me, is more indicative of what this offense can do. And, you know, like I said, there's always going to be games where things go a little bit against you or what have you. So I think Washington's the better team. I understand why they're 3-point underdogs. It's the playoffs. They're on the road. You know, people still don't believe in rookie quarterbacks. I get all that stuff. But I do think that these teams are much closer. I don't think Tampa Bay is that good. I think that Tampa Bay, like Washington, had a relatively easy-ish path into the playoffs when you look at the opponents that they played. So I'm not, you know, and Tampa Bay was not good before the bye week, right? It wasn't until they started playing Giants, Panthers, Raiders, Dallas, Carolina, Saints that they started to come alive here. And I even said on the show, I think, that Tampa Bay was the team that I would probably keep my eye on more than anybody in terms of, you know, strength of schedule and being able to make the playoffs. So I really do like Washington in this spot.
All right. I like to hear it. What do you say? This is something Beamich and I talked about. Washington has shown an ability. They call them winning time moments, where they just late in games are able to make plays.
Hell yeah.
Not a lot of teams do. And, you know, it happens once. It was a one-off. Like, I mean, hell, the Hail Mary is a pretty low percentage play, right? But when you keep doing that week after week after week, it's really hard to account for it, but you kind of have to.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how I would account for it, right? And this is part of what I've talked about a bunch, is that, you know, when we analytics types are modeling games, there's a lot that we don't know how to model. Like, I do not know how to model, you know, what you're describing, like this clutch ability, right? Like, we know clutch play exists. We argue about how much is in the player's control. That's been changing as of late. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there is it factor, right? There are gamers. There are people that, you know, can flip switches and become monsters on the gridiron when they need to the most. And we've certainly seen this team, I think the way that I look at it is the coaching staff has this team believing they can win any game at any time, and they're always in it. And yeah. I think if you – and I think we talked about this before the season too, like leadership and, you know, believing in the people and being stewards of career and et cetera. Like, if you have a coaching staff that believes in you, you then believe in yourself, and then you believe no matter what happens in the game, you're always in it. And I think that's what we're seeing here. And whether that's worth 1 point, 5 points in the spread, like, I couldn't tell you that. But I can tell you this team – is playing very well. They appear to be coached very well, and they never seem to be out of it. They certainly don't give up, and I think that's kind of what we're talking about here, is that as long as the game is close, and as long as you have it, as long as Washington has a chance to put the ball in Jaden Daniels' hands and make something happen, you know, you probably should believe that a positive outcome is going to be a result.
They may not be as good.
That's not something you can quantify.
They may not be as good as what the Kansas City Chiefs have shown, but I think at this point they're that type of team. They've had 5 or 6 games where they've scored in the last 30 seconds. And
the last 4 in a row.
I think only Kansas City is that type. When Pat Mahomes get the ball, I think everybody in the country, even the people they're playing against, feel they're about to score. Lately,
right.
When
Washington
gets the ball
like,
last, they think the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know how much too much time is on the clock for Patrick Mahomes, but it's usually seconds, not like minutes, right? Like,
yeah.
I've always said that. But like you said, I mean – you know, if you tell somebody there's a quarterback that is able to will their team to victory in the final, you know, minutes of the game or whatever, and you tell them, oh, it's Patrick Mahomes, and they'll say, oh, well, yeah, because he's done it a lot. But if you tell them it's Jaden Daniels, people are still skeptical because we don't have the track record there. But the ability may very well be the same, right? And that's only something that we know when we know it, right? Like, it has
yeah.
to happen, et cetera. So Washington has a chance to show it, and like I said, I do think they're going to come out on the right side of this.
It's going to be – I don't know, man. It's just fun to have this week.
It's
right?
fun to have confidence right
it's
now.
It's amazing
yeah.
we're even talking about it, right? Like, we're
– yeah.
I thought they'd be good. I didn't think they would – I didn't think we'd be talking about them, like, in the playoffs, and I do think that they're going to win a playoff game. I do think that they're dangerous. I think what makes them the most dangerous is the ceiling on the offense is very high. Like, they can pop off for 50, and I don't think anyone would be like, oh, well, yeah, that everyone would be like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, like, they got an electric offense. Now, the defense could give up 30, 35 or whatever, but I think the ceiling on the offense is what's really scary to most opposing teams.
For sure. I've been saying it all week. This feels like a race to 40 for me between these two teams, especially the way Tampa will give up big plays.
Mm-hmm.
I think, frankly, I don't think Washington's really going to be able to run it. I think the way to run it for them is going to be Jaden. What, if any, pause do you have from the mild leg soreness? Dan, that total's up to 50.5 now.
Mm. Yeah, I actually have the under.
I get
game.
That when it goes that high and everybody's going to bank on it, Vegas is going to need it to go the other way. I totally
yeah. I have
the
under. I think we see tighter games in the playoffs.
Yeah,
slower starts, etc.
But you
so
could
I think
still
it's
be talking
be a
about
lower,
you know, 28-27 or something. I'm not a math guy, but something like that.
That's 55.
I'm looking at like 45-48 points
total. That's, yeah, I gotcha.
That's what 28-20
Washington. I'll take it.
yeah.
But what do you think the way Washington has to score here? Like, what do you make of Jaden coming out in the second half last week? What that was or wasn't? And does that give you – is there any concern about that this week?
No, there's no concern because each week is different. It's in the playoffs. There's probably going to be – more conservative plays, and there'll be more explosive plays where they pick their spots. I think, you know, the Terry McLaurin experience is in full effect. I mean, just a sensational season by him, the chemistry that he's shown. You know, having Zach Ertz as a viable part of the offense, you know, like as an addition, scoring 7 touchdowns is also something that I think has been great. You know, is the running game healthy, like you said? But, you know, we've talked about this before. I think if Jaden Daniels is the running game for Washington, I think that that's probably okay because it means that he is breaking down the defense, right? Like, he is seeing the spots that he can take advantage of, you know, running and that sort of thing. I think he's earned that right to make those decisions. So I think that it'll be fine. I don't have many concerns aside from there just being like some fluky stuff that just goes against Washington.
You know what's funny is B and I were joking about this. Do you remember after the week one game in Tampa, there was so much concern that Jaden ran too much and that he couldn't keep his eyes downfield and all of these things.
That's cool.
And there was also concern about McLaurin playing on just one side of the field, not really moving too much.
He scored 13 touchdowns doing that.
Well, because there was a lot of newness, right? Like, no one knew what to expect. And I think people by nature, especially with this organization, just err on the side of it all falling apart.
Yeah.
There's going to be growing pains. But, you know, again, I think we've seen what everyone's capable of doing. And that game seems so long ago, right? Like, it was months ago. But, like, just from the maturation of this team, from the quarterback, you know, on out, like, you know, that Tampa Bay game is light years away from what I think this team is capable of doing on Sunday.
Well, dude, real quick, what was the what side was it where they were like, oh my God, Terry's only on this side all
left
the time?
Side.
Well, left side, yeah.
Left side. Where did he score that touchdown, the game winner from
side?
Dallas? I was just thinking about
it. Right. Well, there was definitely like there was has anyone gotten like more gruff than Kingsbury this year in terms of like
all he did was
how
run a
he
great
was
offense.
Using Terry McLaurin, the Cliff and like, and now we're talking about how he's in demand for a coaching job. Like, the NFL is so fickle, right? Like, the fans, the players, like everybody, like, is so fickle from week to week. That's why I try not to let any one game, any one situation, like, sway me that much.
Each week is
its own entity. It's been a heck of a ride this year for him.
Each week is
its own entity. Like JP says,
its own
organism.
Dude, seasons of all. You know who deserves a lot of credit is Bobby Wagner, man. After they lost three in a row to the Cowboys, he was very clear. He's like, listen, this is a football season. There's ebbs and flows. Just stay confident. Work confident.
He did everything but
here.
Stay relaxed.
Yo, he basically did. He basically hit him everything but relax, and he was proven very correct. Greenberg, we're going to let you go, buddy. We always appreciate your time, and CK's got you on the list for 131 in Leesburg.
That's awesome. I can't wait to be there. I'll talk to you guys
JB
soon.
Has
have
all
a great
your
weekend.
Drinks.
Yeah, we're on the Mitchell tab, I think. M-I-T-C-H-E-L.
Yeah, Mitchell Tischer.
There you go. Yo, Greenberg.
It doesn't matter which Mitchell picks it up, as long as it's not Greenberg.
Real quick, we got a lot of betting opportunities. We got 5 days of incredible football starting tomorrow. Notre Dame, Penn State. You got any winners floating around?
I do. I already said I like the under. I like the Chargers -3 as well against Houston.
What about the college games?
I've had a hard time getting a read on college. I've liked Notre Dame this whole time. I was asked a couple weeks ago, like, who I think has the value. I think it's Notre Dame. So I do like Notre Dame here.
Okay. All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hi, bro. Take care, man.
It's our guy, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, sports writer, data analyst. You can follow him at N Greenberg. Check out all his work at WashingtonPost.com.